This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
On Hope 1032 this afternoon, we're catching up with one of the filmmakers from the Cause Film Festival taking place this Thursday night, giving a great opportunity for various organisations and filmmakers to draw attention to valid messages through the art of film and entertainment. Rachel Vell-Myers has written, directed and produced Curated Illusions. Hello.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Very well. Now, this film, it centres on a young woman named Skye Reid. What's her story?
So basically an accident leaves her with amnesia and she decides to use her social media account to rediscover who she is. But when the online version of her life doesn't reflect her reality, her world begins to crumble as she realises she doesn't actually like the person that she truly is.
What was it that intrigued you enough in that kind of space to tell a story about it?
I actually had someone say to me one day that I lived a very glamorous life and I didn't know exactly why they said that until I looked at my social media profile and I realized that it was just full of photos of me on red carpets. And what they didn't see was the hard work and the slog that it took to actually get to that point that obviously I didn't share because, you know, you want to share the best parts of your life. And so I thought, what would I think of myself if I looked at this from an outsider's perspective? And of course I would just think that I was living a glamorous life. So I decided to create a story where the audience would actually be reflecting, like self-reflecting on their own profiles as well as they were watching it. You know, do I kind of portray something that isn't really as real as I thought it was? And I also think there is a very fine line between sharing the best versions of yourself and then curating another version of yourself.
Do you think people really want to show the true versions of themselves on social media? Because it's such a filtered environment that I feel like as much as we like the idea of seeing more of people's world, we kind of know that they're never going to show the entire truth.
Yeah, I don't think people would, and I think that's absolutely fine that you're not sharing, you know, every aspect of it. But like I said, I think it's when some people end up spending a little bit more time curating a different version. So it's when they kind of pose with, they have a whole bunch of photos with puppies, for example, and it turns out that none of those puppies actually are theirs. or they spend a lot of time doing certain things that aren't actually, in fact, real. They're staged. Mm. So I think, yeah, there is a fine line between the two.
And the movie also, the short film really touches on road safety as well. Was that kind of a key component of what you wanted to talk about as well?
It was. When I decided to make the film, it dealt with the two main things, social media addiction and the fatal use of mobile devices whilst driving. It's something that hits me really hard. I've just witnessed a lot of people doing it. Fines don't seem to deter anyone. So I was hoping with the film, you know, trying to hit home with an emotional story would actually inspire and change behaviour in society and get people to actually, you know, leave their phones in their pockets or in their handbags so that, you know, we need to create a safer space for everyone.
Awesome. Rachel, thank you very much for the film that you created and thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.